The Torah in the parasha explains Vahashem Beirach is Avraham Bakol. Hashem blessed Avraham Avinu with everything. Everything we are chasing is a sheker, a lie. I don't mean our ambition is wrong. I mean our definition of Bakol, of everything, is a deception. We are taught to be collectors. We hunt, we achieve, we acquire, we fill our box. The house, the car, the wealth, the security. And we call this box Bakol, everything. We spend our entire lives trying to fill this box, and we are terrified of it being empty. But I will tell a secret. The most blessed man in the world, Avraham Avinu, had this box, and it wasn't enough. The Torah tells us, Vashem Berach is Avraham Bakol. Think about his box. It was full. He had land. He had wealth. He even had a child. He waited 100 years for Yitzchak. His box was full, and yet he was incomplete. His life's mission was hanging by a thread. Why? Because he still lacked one thing, a wife for his son. Why did that matter? Because Avraham understood a fundamental truth we have forgotten. He was not sent to this world to be a collector. He was sent to be a conduit. A collector's life is defined by what they keep. A conduit's life is defined by what they pass on. We can't pass our wealth to a box. We can't pass our purpose to a box. We can only pass it on to the next door, to the next generation. This is the Bakol deception. We are at work. The collector asks, how high can I climb? The conduit asks, how many people can I lift up? We are at home. The collector works to give their children everything, the best stuff, the best wealth. The conduit works to make their children into someone who can carry the covenant. The collector gives possessions. The conduit builds a legacy. Avraham's entire mission came down to finding a wife for his son. All his land, all his wealth was just fuel for the real mission, to secure the lineage. He knew that true everything is not what you have. True everything is what you transmit. Our box is full. We've won. But our hands are empty. We can't take the box with us, but we can transmit the legacy. So let's make a choice. Will we spend the rest of our life adding worthless items to a box we cannot keep? Will we be a collector? Or will we be a conduit? Will we stop collecting and start connecting? Will we stop having everything and start giving everything that matters? Let us start our legacy.